Lesson 4, Kennedy-esque idiosyncrasies. There are a lot of people who talk with the accent we've just been discussing. What is particularly characteristic of the Kennedys? When Jack Kennedy was working from text, reading from text, it was a very straightforward, elongated pronunciation of words like this. When the Kennedys were talking off the cuff, they talk with for a want of a better word, I'm going to call the Kennedy stag-a-step. I'm overdoing it a little bit right now, and perhaps doing it a little bit more the way Bobby did than the way Jack did. But one of the things that the Kennedys frequently do is to put an in, and then they'll slow down, do the and then speed up. So again, if I were to do, now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by our son of York. That's the basic pattern that you hear so much. Again, it can be overdone. As is the case in a lot of the mimics who used to do him. That's too much, obviously. But if this sort of stag-a-step is integrated into the internalization of the thought process that's going on as you're trying to portray these characters, then it becomes an extremely important part of the off-the-cuff remarks. You will see this as you listen to Kennedy's speech, that in prepared texts, it's not likely to happen in this stag-a-step, but in responses at news conferences, it's much more likely to occur. One more brief comment. The overall tone difference between the two brothers, Bob and Jack. Jack Kennedy's voice was very resonant in the way that we describe with the velar palatal focus, but it was still a fairly low voice with a lot of the resonance sitting in the opening of the throat. Whereas Bob Kennedy had a higher voice and it was much more pushed forward into the front of the mouth. So Jack would do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And Bob would do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. With a more forward resonance and an actual higher pitch to the voice. Back in the presidential days, Ted's voice was remarkably similar to the president's, whereas Bob's was the one that was quite different. President Kennedy made the statement in a news conference once that in listening to Mr. Von Meter's record, The First Family, he thought it sounded like Ted. That's the end of the brief discussion of the specialized Kennedy-esque characteristics superimposed on this dialect.